Neil Torney, village president of Rothschild, stands next to a 15,000 square foot piece of Wisconsin history, a piece that he's helping to save.
We've seen all too many times where buildings tend to outlive their usefulness. They get bulldozed. This one, I think, is a unique structure. It's got memories for an awful lot of people.
Memories that go back to 1911, when the Rothschild Pavilion was built to anchor an amusement park at the end of the old trolley line on Lake Wausau. For 80 years, it played host to the great performers, from the swing music of the Glenn Miller Orchestra.
Chattanooga choo-choo, won't you choo-choo me home?
To one of Buddy Holly's last concerts in 1958.
Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye, yes,
fast forward to 1997, when the Pavilion hosted a rock and roll revival featuring 25 local bands reliving their past and Central Wisconsin's history.
Wild Pink! You make my heart sing!
And then, after that final concert and tribute, the Pavilion lay dormant, shuttered and empty for 10 years. With an estimated $2.5 million price tag for its renovation, demolition seemed inevitable. Neil Torney and some dedicated volunteers had a different idea. They would return the Pavilion to the way it was in 1911, and they would do it for free.
When you get right down to it, we've just gutted the building, taken out all of the things that have been added over the years.
Gone are multiple false ceilings and false walls, revealing a rough-hewn stone interior, a hidden stairway, and a hidden balcony that overlooks a huge dancing floor, unlike anything else in the Midwest.
It's mounted on pillars, and on top of those pillars are about 4-inch, very sturdy coil railroad springs, and the entire dance floor is mounted on those springs. So when you get a large group of people dancing out there, there's actually some give to that floor.
In the future, the dance floor will be cooled by breezes from Lake Wausau, because there will be no air conditioning. Heat will be provided by a massive stone fireplace that had been covered up by paneling.
We lit the fire in there for the first time, we're guessing, in 60 years.
And this fireplace will be your only heat in the fall, winter, and early spring?
Well, that and those hundreds of incandescent light bulbs you see out over the dance floor, yes.
Light bulbs in the original wiring from 1911, still working and still up to code. Neil Torney can't wait to turn those lights on at a second rock and roll revival concert planned for 10 years after the Pavilion's last show.
And even those that have said, we should have bulldozed this long ago, it's outlived its usefulness, they all have left with the same thought and a smile on their face saying, we're doing the right thing.
It may not be possible to bring back Buddy Holly, but you can bring back a place where he once performed. In Rothschild, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.